Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those. Unlike those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free, so enjoy it. freetalklive.com. As we go right into your phone calls, that is the point of the program. You call about anything, we'll talk to you. It's Adam in Texas on the Amp Line. Hello, Adam.
Hey, this is Adam, as you said, also known as the crusty ambulance driver. I wanted to call about the argument that you and Mark had yesterday about freedom based on utilitarian, the principle of utilitarianism versus, freedom based on...
Yes, yeah, Steve, just to recap for anyone tuning in or for Nick who wasn't here, Steve from Toronto called in to try to nail me down as an ideologue, and I am an ideologue. But he suggested, well, what if it turned out that the free market just didn't work, that it was chaos everywhere, people starving in the streets, just all the awful, terrible things you can imagine, chaos, et cetera, et cetera. The free market wouldn't work. Would you then at that point change your mind about your ideology of not aggressing against your neighbor? And I said, no, because I wouldn't want to be aggressed against myself, so I will not aggress against my neighbors. And I guess he just wanted to find out whether or not I really believed that, or whether or not I was only in this for the better society. And of course, the whole idea was poppycock nonsense in the first place, that the free market is somehow going to be inferior and produce chaos, because we can see it in every single area how it is better, more efficient, and just a superior way to live than the current coercive system. So even though it was a ludicrous scenario, I did stick to my guns, and I pointed out that, yes, indeed, I would stick with not aggressing against my neighbor, because it's the right thing to do, and I wouldn't want that to happen to me. So with that said, go ahead with your thoughts, Adam.
Well, I mean, first of all, I want to say that I was highly entertained by the argument. I think really it's the most important argument you can have, and it's kind of, for the rest of us, it's what all of our arguments kind of end up becoming when we argue with other people. We argue with me, the other person always wants to argue the merits of this law versus that law. And the problem with that is that you can argue merits all day. I mean, they're just perceived merits, and really what it comes down to is who's got more data, where the data came from. And mm-hmm. The problem with data is that it can be made up anyway.
Sure.
So what it really comes down to is it has to come down to principle, and that's what it always comes down to in arguments. What do you believe, and based on what? And, I like the fact that your argument is based on, it comes down to force.
Right. Well, Mark's argument basically, I mean, as we found out yesterday, Mark is willing to, throw virgins in a volcano if the end result of that turns out that, in his opinion, society would be better. So, and
I think that might be pushing it a bit.
Well, I also wanted to say that I really like Mark. I think Mark is excellent for the show. Actually, Mark is...
He
the
is
reason
a cute
I
one.
Started listening to the show.
I'm a much better host than Ian.
and really, I consider Mark kind of like the gateway drug to freedom. I mean, he's kind of the guy that draws people in. When I first started listening to the show, I was kind of a less government kind of guy, and I sort of had the same thought. Well, what's best for all of us? What's best for all of us? And in a lot of cases, freedom, but not all cases. Eventually, I became what I originally considered to be extreme, more like Ian, where I believe in freedom on every issue, every time. And Mark, even though Mark is really good for the show in his present form, and it's better for the show that Mark doesn't change, because people listen to the show because, one, they're like Mark and they want to hear that argument, or two, they're like I am and they want to hear somebody that argues Mark's point, and they want to hear ways of arguing against Mark. So either way, it's really good for the show. But
I think that's a pretty good description, but I think there are also other reasons to listen. I think that people can tune in and be nowhere near either of us and can still listen to the show, because it's something that is intellectually honest. Nobody is here we're talking about how we really feel, and we've changed our minds over time. So we have changed. Both of us have changed. And I think somebody can tune in, and I hope they can hear that. I hope they can tell that there's something different about Free Talk Live than what they'll normally get in the realm of, say, conservative talk radio. I haven't listened to much progressive talk, so I can't really comment.
There's no agenda here. As far as it goes, that it doesn't. We're not out there trying to get you to vote for this or that politician. I mean, I suppose there's some libertarian politicians out there I'd like you to vote for. Certainly, when Ron Paul was running, I wanted people to vote for him. But as far as it goes, I mean, the other talk shows, they'll say anything to get you on their side. And they don't really care what the results are because, they seem to be in on it.
Adam, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I mentioned progressive talk shows. I have not listened to very much, but there is a new progressive talk station here in Keene, New Hampshire, and so I have had the opportunity to tune in from occasion to occasion.
I'm listening more.
And they've got to fix their signal to transmitter link.
March
though.
And October are the months that the satellites are lowest in the sky.
No, it's not that. No, it's they've got a problem with like this digital echo problem where the packets are being dropped out.
That's what happens.
That's what it is. I've talked to the engineer. Anyway, so they got to fix their problems, but otherwise it's mostly listenable. And I heard the Tom Hartman show today. And one of the things that's amusing to me is listening to the progressives. The same people that sort of rail against capitalism, be capitalists. I mean, reading advertisements for companies that are making it work for them, that are paying the bills for them. And even better than that, I actually heard Tom Hartman talk about buying gold and silver today.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
But that's because he has an advertiser paying him to.
But he's saying he's buying gold and silver, too.
I'm sure he did.
I have been listening to the show.
He trashed on the dollar.
Yeah. Right. So, but I could see how a progressive would think that the dollar could be in trouble too. I mean,
they ruined it.
No, right. I think it's great. I'm not coming down on the guy. I think it's fantastic. So I like that. Anyway, yeah, I met Tom Hartman once. He seemed like a pretty brilliant guy. He's one of those really, really smart guys that has applied his intelligence to try to figure out how to best control people. That's the impression I got.
Sadly, there's a lot of smart people who are working towards that.
I think we'd be better off with, one of those smart people in charge, but I still don't think that they'd live forever, and then we'd be back in the same problem that we were in the first place. So freedom's what's going to work the best.
Let's continue here. By the way, still have the stories about the octogenarian ladies under attack by the government people. We may get to those, but your calls are primary, so we will talk to Peter in Pennsylvania. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's good to talk to you. I've been meaning to call into your anarchist indoctrination program for a while.
hey now. I don't like that term. That's a nasty term, anarchist.
Well,
I won't accept it.
It's a compliment. Okay, well, I had a question. I wanted to ask if you've discussed the prisoner's dilemma on your show at all.
I believe it has been discussed in the past. You're welcome to recap it, bring it back up, or whatever you want.
Okay, so yeah, I'd like your answers to it. So I guess I'll describe it. Is that all right?
Please.
Okay. So suppose that you, Mark and Ian, both of you guys are kidnapped. The kidnappers separate you and give you each the same choice. You can defect or you can cooperate. If you both say you want to cooperate, the kidnappers will hold you each for 5 years. If you both say you want to defect, the kidnappers will hold you for 15 years. If one of you says you wanted to cooperate and one of you says you wanted to defect, the one who said they wanted to defect will be released immediately. The one that said they wanted to cooperate will be held for the rest of their life. What would you each do?
What does defect mean?
In this case, it doesn't mean anything. It's basically you're saying yes or no. It doesn't have – it's not like you're admitting to a crime or something like that. It's sort of an abstract.
I'll throw Mark under the bus. So I don't give a damn.
Right. I mean, you just say your good or bad thing that happens to the other person. So I want Ian to live or I want Ian to die, and then the numbers go up together. Essentially, if we both cooperate, we have a short sentence together. If one cooperates and one does the bad thing,
would I snitch out Mark? I would not. I would not snitch out Mark.
Looking for a moral issue.
Snitching. It's not snitching. It's just whether you're going to. I mean, in a way, it is.
It's.
I guess.
This
I don't
is
think
a
you
science
told
experiment.
A very good version of it.
This isn't a moral experiment.
There's a better. Okay. I feel like there's a better version.
This is the one that I've heard.
Dilemma. I don't know. Did that answer your question? I guess we've got to get Nick's answer here. So hang on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. And generally, I would not cooperate, but I guess it depends on what you mean by cooperate. Anyway, more's on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. They include the updates. You get signed up. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. So go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you go to paladinpodcast.com, you can listen to the authors of The Quick and Dirty Guide to War talk about current and future conflicts around the world, and Joseph Simonet discusses real-world knife fighting, all at paladinpodcast.com. Paladin Podcast is a service of Paladin Press. You can browse over 900 books and DVDs on topics such as personal and financial freedom, Second Amendment issues, military history, and self-defense. Remember, it's paladinpodcast.com.
All right, as we continue here, we've got Peter in Pennsylvania on the line. And Peter, as I thought, your version of the prisoner's dilemma didn't quite ring a bell for me, and there was a few things that you left out. So according to Wikipedia, if you don't mind, I'd like to read their version of the prisoner's dilemma, and then we can discuss. So here we go. From Wikipedia, two suspects are arrested by the police. The police have insufficient evidence for a conviction, and, having separated both prisoners, visit each of them to offer the same deal. If one testifies or defects for the prosecution against the other, and the other remains silent, the betrayer goes free, and the silent accomplice receives a full 10-year sentence. If both remain silent, both prisoners are sentenced to only 6 months in jail for a minor charge. If each betrays the other, each receives a 5-year sentence. Each prisoner must choose to betray the other or to remain silent. Each one is assured that the other would not know about the betrayal before the end of the investigation. How should the prisoners act? So actually, it's a question about what you think the prisoners should do, not necessarily you in their position, but also you would want to put yourself in their position, I would think, and it is about snitching.
Well,
and
it's utilitarian, like there's sort of this utilitarian aspect to it, and there's this sort of moral aspect to it.
Right.
The utilitarian answer is you snitch.
The moral answer is you keep your mouth shut, and that's what I would do.
What if they're murderers?
It doesn't necessarily have anything to do with police or crimes. That's just an example. I mean, it pops up. You can create lots of different stories and scenarios for it. It doesn't have to be prisoners. It doesn't have to be police.
There are some alternative versions of it, certainly, but the classic version is that one. Before we go on, though, Nick, your thoughts on the prisoner's dilemma?
I would like to think that I would stay quiet. But, you know, would I necessarily, if I was actually in a position like that? I don't know.
I mean, for me, it's you know, if I'm put in, the scenario was Ian and myself, and the utilitarian answer is that you snitch, and because either way, snitching gets you a shorter sentence, essentially, as opposed to what the other person does. And you could sort of hope they cooperate, but if they don't, then you're hung out to dry. But I know that Ian won't cooperate. I know he won't, because, you know, he's one of the most loyal people I've ever met in my life.
I mean, if you killed your baby or something like that,
but then you would have had to have helped. I mean, you're just as guilty as
suspect.
I am. Yeah. Hmm. I wouldn't, in that case, I know what he's going to do, so therefore I'm going to, I'm going to keep silent because that's going to benefit both of us.
What if it's a stranger?
Then they're out of there.
Okay. So here's my point. The prisoner's dilemma is basically the free market. And it sort of demonstrates that you can make rational choices and it leads to irrational results. So as you guys all pointed out there, the rational choice there is to defect. And the result is that you'll get, in my version, is that you'll get 15 years in prison. Whereas if you cooperate, you get 5 years. But the rational choice is to defect and get 15 years. It means that you can't trust other people and that you end up it becomes a mess.
So the free market doesn't work because you've got a math problem?
Go on.
You're saying you can't trust other people? And you're suggesting that that's why we need government around so the people that can't be trusted can have power?
Well, there is a solution to the prisoner's dilemma, and the solution would be to have a gun in the room that says you must cooperate. And if that's the case, then everyone gets the best result.
Yeah, except for the fact that you don't know who's holding the gun.
But if you have someone holding a gun saying you must cooperate, then everyone wins.
But that you don't
necessarily
know. But how does that help anybody? Because then both prisoners get more time. I mean, in this
case, the man with the gun.
Well,
right.
The assumption is that you're put into a dilemma where you have to where you're put into a rational a situation where you rationally have to sell your friend down the river.
But
the
you
free
don't
market
have to.
Is not set up that way. The free market says you make you do the best by helping other people. That's how my life is.
That's
how
my life is. Yeah, when I do things that people like, I get rewarded. That's what
right.
the marketplace
I mean,
is all
to
about.
To me, the rational choice would be to the option where you hope the other person's going to do the same thing as you, and that's not talk. You both serve a very minimal amount of time. So, yes, you're inconveniencing yourself, but just because something benefits you in the short run doesn't mean that that's
doesn't mean the
what
man with the gun
do.
Is doing
right.
the right
It would
thing.
Be beneficial for me in my job to sell people radio ads and not air them. I would have to do less work. I wouldn't have to worry about inventory problems. And
you could just sell and
right.
sell and
I just,
sell.
I just sell them
there
all, and I wouldn't have to ever turn anyone down. However, at some point, someone would say, you know, I bought those ads, and I didn't hear any. He's not selling his ads. Pretty soon people will figure out I'm not doing good business, and then I'm screwed. So,
okay, can I give, like, a free market scenario where this would cause a problem?
Go sure. ahead. Please do.
Okay, so suppose there's fishermen, and they're deciding how much they want to fish. You can fish a little bit or a lot. And now if everyone fishes a lot, it results in overfishing, and you run out of fish. And the next few years, there might not be enough fish.
Okay, now let me give you a free market scenario where people actually own waterways, and you can't fish where other people say you can't fish. Plus, you could actually breed fish and make more fish. This is what fisheries do. They make more fish to replace
fish
the fish. Yes, to replace the fish that they've harvested.
You think you could, like, own the ocean, sections of
I
the ocean?
I think you could.
Can you own
if you
sections of land?
It, yes.
And you can... I mean, you're basically pulling fish out of other people's property. How could you possibly?
Hold on. You're talking about beneath the ocean? I would think
yeah.
that if you owned the top portion of the ocean, you would own everything all the way down to the bottom.
You'd have to ensure that you could, you know, protect what was all the way down to the bottom. If indeed that's what you wanted to own, certainly you'd have to have some way of homesteading that. And I don't know exactly how that would be developed, but certainly those who are in search of a profit and concerned about encroachers would figure out a way to do it. Otherwise, they would just create their own man-made areas of water, and they'd simulate the necessary things that they needed to simulate in order to have the fishies breed happily ever after.
And I'm sure you could have homesteading rights, for instance, to fish in an area of water, but somebody could else could have their little submarine base down there where people are living, you know, so...
It was a good try, Peter. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Appreciate hearing from you. Give us another call some other time. 800-259-9231. Always like being challenged. Always like that. A lot of people, of course, don't really understand the free market when they're talking about it, so it's important to correct the misperceptions.
Certainly, I can see the point he was trying to make about fisheries, but the problem is that there aren't really property rights in the ocean as we have it right now, so it's kind of... It's like a false parallel to the actual free market that we all live in.
Right, and building your own fake saltwater area to breed fish in is a great solution.
They are breeding fish in
yes.
saltwater cages.
You can get farm salmon. They say it's not as good, but
hey, whatever. You know. It's food, right? 800-259-9231.
I'm sure I can't tell the difference. My palate isn't that sensitive.
Fish tastes like fish to me. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You guys are welcome to chime in on this or whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
K Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours. We'll give you an entire year's worth free on the front page at freetalklive.com.
We talk a lot about freedom here on Free Talk Live. My first exposure to the concepts of liberty came from the superhero comic books that I read when I was a kid. Right now, Free Talk Live listeners can get an autographed set of Freedom Force comic books for only $10, shipping included. Now, these are real libertarian comics that you can read because they're, you know, great for adults. And as the way comics are, your kids can read them too, and they can learn some of the foundational philosophies of liberty. You can get you can check out the child-friendly superhero adventures of Minuteman, Liberty Lad, and Manbot. And all you have to do is go to comics.thundergodexpress.com. That's comics.thundergodexpress.com.
800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want, and we go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you ever notice like that guy who you had on last night who was walking through Indiana minding his own business, and all of a sudden he's being hassled and interrogated and about to be arrested if his attitude doesn't pass inspection?
Yes, Will Buchanan from walkforliberty.com.
Okay, well, if you get arrested on a Friday night on some trumped-up charge, then you spend Friday night and Saturday and Sunday and Monday holiday imposed by politicians you voted against until Tuesday morning before you get brought to court. The excuse being that the courthouse is closed all weekend. But if the cops need a search warrant, they can get one on Saturday night.
Sure can.
How come they can go get a search warrant from the court on Saturday night, but how come they can't bring you to court for arraignment on a Saturday night?
It's a fine, fine question, Tom. What do you think?
Because it's their system.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, another double standard. You talk to some state senators about why the drug dealer shouldn't be prosecuted because, after all, the customers wanted to buy that stuff.
It's true.
And the state senator says, well, but those people were addicted, and the vendor was taking advantage of their addiction. They don't really want to be buying the stuff. They're not doing this voluntarily. It's the addiction that's forcing them to do it. But then when you say, well, then let the addicts go free when they get caught with possession of the drugs. Oh, no, they are breaking the law voluntarily.
Right.
They chill. Oh, yeah, double standard. Now, I got a question for you. What kind of cops were those that were hassling that guy that he was talking about on last night's program? Were they the kind that have already been killed or the kind that still haven't been killed yet?
I don't think they've been killed, Tom.
Oh, yeah. That happens because of a serious shortage of cop killers. Yeah.
Thanks, Tom, for the call. Good to hear from you, as always.
I don't know why Tom didn't get elected to run for Senate.
I voted for him for Senate.
He can't kill anybody there. No.
It's hard to compete with the incumbent. You know, I mean, the incumbents usually get a 90% reelection rate.
I don't think advocating killing cops necessarily gets your point across to the general public.
I don't think Tom was advocating it. He just sorts of... He beats around the bush at it. He doesn't really come out and advocate it. He just suggests that things might be different.
It should be done.
I think he might suggest that would be an appropriate thing to do. I don't agree with him, of course. I think that we can get to where we want to be through nonviolent, peaceful solutions.
And I think we can get cops on board with our ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen evidence of that, in fact.
Lots of evidence.
The
people that taught me that essentially what libertarianism was were law enforcement officers.
And, you know, I know that Sam over at ObscureTruth.com has just posted a brand new video of some of the interactions that he and I had with a Keene police lieutenant, Lieutenant Shane Maxfield. We went around on a ride-along with him and brought our camera gear, or Sam's camera gear. We had a couple cameras filming, and good thing we had two because one of them failed. So we managed to pull. Sam managed to pull enough useful footage out, and he's putting together several 3 to 7 minute long clips of some of the discussions that we had. And so, if you want to actually see, you know, crossing the gap, if you will, or bridging the divide between us and them, this is some really I think persuasive and interesting footage. So if you go to ObscuredTruth.com, you should be able to see the first of, I believe he's going to be posting 5 videos. And just before the show, I noticed the first one was posted. So great opportunity to go and take a look at some new work from our friend Sam down in Texas, who will soon be Sam in New Hampshire. We continue with your phone calls and talk to Mark in Ohio. Mark, you are on Free Talk Live. Mark in Ohio. Hello?
Yes.
Hey,
hello.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
If it's all possible for the wheel guy that's walking across the country, him and his wife, I'd like to extend out a helping hand if I could. Since I live in Ohio, I would like to invite them to my home for a hot meal and a shower if they like. They can spend the night here with my wife and I. I would just like to do that for them if it's all possible.
Really nice. You know, here's what I would suggest. Do you have internet access?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and go to walkforliberty.com, and you'll find a contact page up there, and that's a great way to get in touch with Will. And I can tell you that, yeah, he is going to be walking through Ohio. I don't know what part of Ohio you are living in.
He might very well change his trip for a hot meal.
He may very well. So go ahead and shoot him an email, say hi, introduce yourself, and make the offer. I'm sure he'd appreciate hearing from you at the very least.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Now, of course, we talked with Will Buchanan extensively last night, so if you missed that program, just go to freetalklive.com and grab last night's archive. It was the entirety of the first hour talking with Will about the police threatening and harassing him and just generally about the Walk for Liberty and how things are going. He's on his last 1,000 miles. He's got less than 900 miles to go, and will be in New Hampshire. He says he'll be done with it all by the end of the year. So.
As long as, well, yeah, by November, if he makes 21 miles a day.
That's what he's doing.
Walking 21 miles a day.
That's what he's doing, about 21 miles a day, 21, 22 miles.
Lordy.
It's amazing. We continue with your phone calls and talk to Alex in New Jersey on the Amp Line. Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about this program at our high school called the National Honor Society.
Okay.
It's a cult. It is truly a cult. We have an induction ceremony. They call it an induction tomorrow night.
By we, do you mean you're in the National Honor Society?
I am.
Okay.
And what they do is they screen you by supposedly having good leadership qualities and character. And it's a bunch of BS because the kids in there, the only thing they have are good grades. They're not really smart in the manner where they can do things in society. All they can do is schoolwork. But anyway, it's like a cult, and we're going to have to dress up suit and tie. And as we file in, they're going to have classical music playing, and we have to do a walk around the stage with a bunch of candles, and they're going to say how great we are. And it's unbelievable because we aren't that great, yet they're making it seem like we're the cream of the crop, the best kids in the entire school or in the entire country, and it's just not true. And I think it's sad that they make everyone in there, all it is like an ego massage. They're just making everyone feel like they're holier than thou. And I think that this is a really terrible thing to be in.
But you're in it.
I'm in it, but I didn't go to the induction ceremony last year because I had better things to do. So wait a minute.
Hold on a second, Alex. What kind of a cult lets you into their cult if you skip the induction ceremony?
Well, I supposedly gave a really good reason to the lady running it. So, but she wants it in writing, and it just makes everyone so egotistical that they think that they're better than everyone else. And
this is
really
something I have a problem
true.
With.
We're all pretty much the same. None of us are actually really, really, really smart, but they want to make us seem like we're the leaders of the future. And they say that the principal came in and into the library for a talk, and he said that one of us is going to be president, hopefully. Wow. And I was just sickened by that.
As somebody who's recently in government high school, I'll agree with you that your criticisms are largely correct. I don't know about it being a cult, but it is kind of an ego massage.
I hear those Mensa folks are cult members, too.
Well, hang on. We're going to bring Alex back and continue this discussion. Yes, I agree with you, Nick. There is this culture of those who are educated are better, and it's promoted quite a bit in government high school and in college as well. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The secure sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the secure sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com or call us at 800-610-2770.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock, so it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, I'd like to invite you to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live. We'll get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is that you're buying, they've got over 41 categories. The number just keeps growing. I have to check in from time to time to see if they've added any. But lots of stuff to buy, even used items, whenever you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. We, Free Talk Live, will get a cut.
The Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. The IHS provides housing and meals during the conferences, and you can apply now to attend the seminars in University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through 12th, or at Emory University, March 14th through the 19th. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information.
800-259-9231. We continue with Alex on the line in New Jersey. He is a high school student, I believe in his senior year at a government-run high school in New Jersey. And you're talking about this National Honor Society and how it is that they're part of this kind of this culture that you find frequently within the government high school system, as well as the as well as colleges. This idea that if you go to college, you're a better person than everyone else. College educated people are better than you peons, those of you who dropped out of high school or just graduated high school. College is good. College is makes you a great person. It makes you into the future leaders of the world. You need to go to college to be successful, which, I'm sorry, it's just nonsense. And that, just as an example, if Julia were here, she could tell us. But her dad, he went to college, and he is a college professor, in fact. And he's heavily in debt. in his 50s. He's a man in his 50s, and he's heavily in debt. And he wants to go back to more college because, well, you always need more if you're going to
be
a college professor.
You'll get paid more if you do more.
Right. You can get more, and you'll be smarter. You'll be better than everyone else if you get more educated. But he's in debt. And so Julia, at age 23, is completely debt-free. So she's doing better than her dad is doing, and he's got 30 years on her. So just one example of many examples of how it is that it's just garbage, the idea that college
is not necessarily a bad idea.
Right, college isn't bad.
There are many jobs and career fields where, you know, if you want to be an archaeologist, you probably need to go to college. I mean, there are a lot of fields where...
Do you think archaeology would exist in the free market?
Somebody likes to look. Somebody would figure out a way to get some money for looking at rocks.
My view on it is that education is what you make of
geology.
It. It really doesn't matter where you go. If you go and you study at night, the information's the same no matter where you go.
Yeah, that's true. If you're looking to expand your mind, you can do that all on your own, especially today with the advent of the internet. I mean, college is becoming even more useless than it has been in the past.
And, you know, one of my favorite quotes to say whenever someone gives me a problem about me being not apathetic about college, I say that those who know they have enough are rich. And I think that's the truth. And they have trouble wrapping their heads around that.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And I think that if you've got financial intelligence and you've got street smarts, I think that's fine. In my opinion, that's more valuable than a college diploma. I mean, if you know how to save your money and you know how to
do what you want to do, and that's where your first level of wealth is going to come from.
Just stop turning your nose up, enjoy your job.
Yeah. You know, please find what it is that you want to do in life and do that. And you know, if it's engineering, go to college and, you know, become an engineer.
But don't think for a moment just because you spent 4 years in engineering school that you're somehow better than the guy that's cleaning the bathrooms. I'm sorry. That's just not the case. He could be very, very content at what it is that he's doing. He could love his life, and he could be a very brilliant guy. It's just that maybe he didn't want to go through
that system. It doesn't matter whether he's content at it or not. I mean, the fact is he's doing a job that needs to be done, and sometimes we all in life have to do jobs that need to be done, and today's his day to clean the bathroom. Fine. Great.
Some people really like to clean, though. You know, some people really get satisfaction.
Some people like it better than others. Absolutely.
Right. I'll tell you, it's not just NHS. It's the teachers too. The teachers tell me that I'm not applying myself if I don't do the homework. When really, if I don't do the homework, that's my choice, and I'll find something that is more interesting to me, and I'll learn about that instead. I'm always learning. It's just what I choose to learn about instead.
I had a similar experience where I was taking Advanced Placement U.S. History, and I already pretty much knew all the subject matter to a large extent, but I did, you know, I read the textbooks, and I learned about the stuff that I didn't know, but I didn't do any of the assignments that were given because I felt they were kind of a waste of time, frankly. And I ended up getting a 5 on the test, which is the highest you can get. Of course, I got like a C- or a D in the class, but I got a 5 on the test.
Because they don't like it if you don't do the homework.
Right, right. So, but according to the test, it's supposed to measure your knowledge in the subject. I learned everything. So.
I did the reverse. I did really well in my. I only took one AP class in my high school career, and it was AP Computer Science. Essentially, it was a programming class, and I did really, really well in the class. Like, I aced the class. I did all the projects and, you know, learned the stuff. But unfortunately, my recall wasn't that great, and so on the test, I ended up getting a 2, which was a failure. And so I didn't actually pass the class as a result of my failure on the test, so I didn't get the AP points or whatever, but I did pass the class with flying colors.
I didn't take the computer science class. I just took the test because I find that was pretty good. I didn't study for the computer science exam. I didn't do a single thing. I didn't even look at the case study, and I took the exam, and I got a 4. Now, that's pretty remarkable. However, the teachers at school tell me that I'm in the wrong for getting a 4 because I didn't study and that I could have gotten a 5, and they put me down for that.
Hmm. Yeah. They didn't have AP in prison.
Thank you, Alex, for the call. Good hearing from you. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I really liked the Penn & Teller episode, Penn & Teller's BS about college. It was pretty good. Those of you who haven't seen that might want to go check that out, especially if you're younger and making plans to go to college and you've been told all this, you know, wonderful, glowing stuff about how great college is and how necessary it is and how you'll be an abject failure if you don't go. You should see that. It's good stuff. We continue with your phone calls. Dave is on the line in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave Montana, going once.
Howdy.
Hey, Dave. What's on your mind?
We're on a delay or something.
Oh, here
you are. You were right. College just turns out debtor slaves. They're in debt as soon as they come out of college.
Most of them are, as long as they don't have mommy and daddy paying for paying their
and
way.
Then just the whole system is like that. Then that if you look, then only the elite could, like, come out of college kind of free, you know, not worrying about paying off this big giant loan and then taking anything, you know, anything anybody throws at them.
Yeah, I don't know how long my wife's been out of college, and I mean, she certainly had a career for quite some time doing drug treatment counseling, and that we're still paying off that student loan.
There's a guy that works with Julia at her restaurant. He's one of the shift supervisors. He went to school and he's got $40,000 in debt. I don't know what he went for, but he's he's managing a restaurant. You could do that without going to school.
Right.
So,
if they took
crazy.
That $40,000 and invested it in, you know, some a restaurant school or a chef school, you know.
Well, you could open your own restaurant. I mean, for $40,000, that's what you need to get started.
Well, my wife's staying at home with a baby. You can do that without a degree, too.
That's true.
Well, we need more people staying home with babies because a lot of people are just selling out the family.
Oh, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. She works hard as hell.
And a nation is comprised of families, so once we lose the families, we lose our nation.
Well, I don't think we're going to be losing families anytime soon. I'm pretty sure the human instinct to reproduce is going to be strong and with us for a long time.
Yeah, but the whole system is kind of works against it. You know, they count both people for, you know, like income earners and make houses so expensive that you have to go into a slavery account with a bank so you could afford your house to have your family.
Well, there are certainly some undesirable elements to the current marketplace, this regulated economy.
But yet they make laws that we can't grow our own forest for the lumber. Like up here in Montana, past 15 years, they shut down like 300 wood mills because of stupid environmental laws.
That's crazy.
Because, yeah, and then we got to buy our wood from Canada and stuff, and we can't even grow our own.
I'm sorry to hear about that, Dave, and I thank you for the call, as always. 800-259-9231. Still to come, stories about some octogenarians, two unrelated octogenarian ladies under attack from the law. We'll tell you about what that's all about if we got the time, but of course your calls are primary and the phones are loaded up. If you're on hold, we will get to you, and you can talk about anything you want. That's the point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.